the P1s to B1. Tune us in, turn it up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Like the song says, it's the weekend, need to party. When you're at AT&T Ticket Stock, February 12th and 13th, nothing says party like enjoying some ice-cold Bud Light with your P1 pals. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
How about a Marlboro Red, bitch?
We are fervently hoping that everybody will join us at the first Guys Night Out of 2010. That'll be coming up Thursday at the Tilted Kilt Pub and Eatery just south of 114 and William D. Kane in Grapevine. We will get things rolling at 3, and it will be a fun night of the usual yucks, hijinks, and chicanery that you run into at Guys Night Out. And look it, if nothing else, it gets you out of the house.
Yep.
Okay? And isn't that a good thing? We think so.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do the concert calendar right now for this week. Do I dare ask?
Man's best friend.
All right.
Well.
What do you know?
This thing's not going in the crapper after all.
All right. Well, thank you, Man's Best Friend. And thank you, T-Speed.
You're welcome.
Tonight, at the Sons of Herman Hall, it is a CD release party for The Slack. And also entertaining everyone will be the comedic stylings of Dave Little, the noted regional comic.
Really?
Yeah. I think that's musical stylings.
These are musical stylings?
Yeah, he's playing it with his band.
He is?
His rock band.
The Meltdown?
Mm-hmm.
I like it when Dave tells jokes before rock shows.
Well, Dave fancies himself as an artiste of the music genre as well.
I know. Nothing wrong with that. He can do both.
I know.
If you can do both, you should do both.
He's really talented. I don't like him for that. So are you guys both going to the Slack, Groobs and Danny?
And Mike?
Very possible.
I'm Mike.
It's their CD release party. It's getting rave reviews all over the country.
I'm definitely going. It's $10 to get in, and guess what? You get a free CD.
Really?
Yeah, when you pay your cover.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I wish I could go.
No, you don't.
I really do. I'd love to go see it.
Why don't you go home and rub your wife's feet?
That's weird.
Yeah, take a little of the pressure off her.
Yeah. She's been busting her ass all day, running around after them kids.
And what have you been doing? You've been telling jokes.
Been out at redneck heaven smoking cigarettes.
You can't smoke in here, sir. Thank you. But you can drink, can't you?
Woo!
Can't
you? Minnow bombs! Woo!
Boy, girls will hoist their boobs in here, too. Look at that one. She just did it.
Who?
The one right in front of us there.
This one?
Yeah, look at her. She's doing it again. Good gosh.
That's a gift.
Are your nipples black?
Oh.
Let's all maintain a facade of respectability here. Can we do that? That's too much trouble. I enjoy Dave Little's Twitter page.
Yeah.
Where he does things I thought about today.
I got a text from Eric Moss, the classic BMW guy, who said that you had a rare tweet the other day.
I did?
I guess he follows you.
Well, I follow him.
Did you?
I think.
Did you tweet?
I've tried to pick it up.
What did you tweet?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Lunch was awesome.
Had my first BM.
I made a three-pointer tonight.
Is it something that trivial, or was it? Stop sending me messages, Jamie Newberg.
No, it wasn't that. for hamburgers. It might have been that. All right, from now on, I'm only going to tweet in drops.
Beans make you fart.
At the Granada, the Cribs.
The Cribs?
Yeah.
You know who's in that, Corby?
I do not.
Johnny Marr.
The opening act will be the Bloods.
Johnny Marr from the Smiths is in this band? What kind of band is it?
Sounds kind of Smithsy, but it's him with some young guys, young British dudes.
Boy, that guy will just do anything. That's why I love him.
No, the Bloods aren't opening up.
No, they're not. I thought maybe they worried you just conveniently left that out because you support the Crips.
It's Cribs, not Crips.
Ooh, okay. My bad.
The Cribs and the Bloods.
Thank you for a little late love for what I thought was a good joke.
It was, it was.
At Trees, Agnostic Front.
Tom Gribble.
Which is what I try to put up at all times. At All Good, Telegraph Canyon.
They're blowing up.
What?
They are.
Telegraph Canyon?
Yep.
How are they blowing up?
They're playing just, All Good.
Yep, they're playing the All Good and they're blowing up.
All right, I'll trust you.
He knows.
I know.
They're the band to look for in 2010.
Ah.
He knows. You don't.
No, I don't. But I can rub my wife's feet.
Mm-hmm.
At Bryant Street, Airline.
Airline.
Is Russ still in that band?
Russ?
Was he never in that band?
He was in Pet Hospital.
Oh, yeah.
WTF.
Wink. Wink.
Wink.
At City
Wink.
Tavern. Slow Burners and Happy Bullets.
Where are all the big bands?
Yeah.
Not on the road.
Okay. The Happy Bullets, we get it.
At the Green Elephant, the Bird Dogs.
All right. Is that tonight or tomorrow?
That's tonight.
The old Bird Dogs.
At the Green Elephant at 9 o'clock. George called to make sure he was on the concert calendar.
Green Elephant.
Is the Green Elephant, that's the old Rhythm Room, right?
Okay.
Is it?
Sure.
Groups?
Yeah, the kids like that.
Yeah.
You went to SMU.
I don't know.
You don't know where the Green Elephant is.
I know where the Green Elephant is.
He doesn't know what the Rhythm Room is.
Oh. Today was the first I heard of it. Oldie.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think anybody can possibly know that for sure.
That's true, Shoopy.
Just north of the Barley House, correct?
Yeah.
All right.
Saturday at the House of Blues, Bricks in the Wall.
Now
I'd like to go see that.
I hear
mm-hmm.
that this is quite the setup that these guys have. That it's not so much that, you know, they can pull off the look, but the sound is supposedly identical.
And the
like,
lights.
Same gear, everything.
Well, with this Pink Floyd renaissance that I seem to be having,
yep.
I would be very into this, I think.
You should go.
At the Lizard Lounge, Infected Mushroom.
Had that in the 80s.
I had it like a couple weeks ago.
Thank God for the free clinic.
You ever been to the free clinic?
Me?
Yeah.
No. No, I haven't.
Have you?
No.
You never had to go get a shot for your VD?
I've never had VD.
How did you avoid VD?
By not poking around in skanks? How about that? That's one way to avoid it.
Bull crap. You're the one that says you've done the fattest Lulu in the world.
I never said that.
Yes, you have.
Oh,
I've done bigger.
No,
I've done fatter.
Have. Let's move on here. At the Eisenman yeah. Center, we have the Fifth Dimension. At Billy Bob's, Loretta Lynn.
Okay, there's a big act, right?
Yeah, there you go. Does that do it for you?
Yeah, you know what it does. I wonder if she plays some of that stuff that Jack White did for her. Or if it's Coal Miner's Daughter all the time.
I bet it's real old school.
I wonder what kind of crowd she draws.
Big black guys.
I really doubt it.
Really, really doubt that.
It's a terrible guess.
Wink.
It's a terrible
Stop winking
guess.
At me.
At the Granada, the Reverend Horton Heat.
They just keep playing.
He's really blowing up.
No, he's not.
At the Aardvark, Bruce Robeson. Now, aren't you opening up for this?
Yes.
All right. Eddie, go see Dan Paul Bayless and the Travelers and Bruce Robeson of the Aardvark tomorrow. What time's your downbeat?
9:45.
All right. Everybody go see this over at Crazy Ford Word.
My
What?
My wife taped something that I meant to tell you guys about that I found to be so bizarre. She taped Ellen, and the musical guest on Ellen was, the Austin guitar player.
Ian Moore?
No.
Charlie Sexton?
Charlie Sexton with Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, he's producing his new record, or he's producing an artist for him. Like one of Justin's, he's got a like his own sub of a label, and he's got this artist, and Charlie's been working on his record.
Okay, yeah,
so they're friends.
The artist was Matt Morris.
Yeah, that's him.
But they were all three up there on stage together.
Mm-hmm.
So what was Justin doing, I wonder?
Whatever he wanted.
He's producing it, too.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And Charlie and Dave Monzi have been working with this kid on this project for a while now.
All right. Well, that is the end of that story. No, not really. At the City Tavern, R2-D2 at American Werewolf Academy.
R2-B2.
RTB2.
You got it right.
You've never got that right ever.
Nailed it.
Thank you. Sunday at the Rubber Gloves, Jonathan Richmond. And we have also, if we may bring the music down here.
Uh-oh.
Because we have had a very, very unfortunate cancellation.
No.
The show scheduled at the Bass Hall by Van Morrison is off.
Son of a bitch!
Does that lead you to believe that maybe there was something truthful about the young boy that he supposedly fathered? Right here in Fort Worth?
Signs point to it.
Well, he also canceled in Dallas the next day.
That's right. Monday, we have another very unfortunate cancellation, and that is the appearance of Van Morrison at the Meyerson. Tuesday, at the House of Blues. You can bring the music back up, Shoopy.
It's up.
Shoopy did.
Tuesday at the House of Blues, the Anvil Experience.
You guys never went and saw this movie, did you?
No, I haven't.
God. The band was just called Anvil.
They are, but it's the whole experience. You go to House of Blues, they screen the movie, you get to see the film, and then they play a rock concert afterwards.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah.
Wink.
What if you've had enough after the movie?
Then you can leave.
And Thursday, at the Reconsider Lounge, Whiskey Dick Dale... The Jack Officers.
Jeez.
And Shart Week.
Shart Week?
Yeah. Mike likes to call that the first week of every month.
Shart Week.
Wink.
Don't wink at me.
650 on the ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Dallas.
Set up, keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Well, our business is concluded for today. And we certainly thank you for your time and attention this afternoon. Thanks to The Killer. Out here twisting and tweaking. Thanks to Mr. Irwin on the promotions front. Thanks to the folks out here at Redneck Heaven for having us. And thanks to everyone who dropped by today. Thank you all. Back at the mothership, thanks to Danny, Ty, Groots, Jason, and you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Now, do stay tuned, because coming up next, we have the top 10. And that will be followed, I believe, later on tonight by a little bit of Stars Honky, unless I miss my guess, which I may very well. But anyway, I do know this. Monday at 5:30, that Dunham and Miller morning program will be back. So check out those little boys and see what they've got up their sleeve for you. And then be around at 3 when we return with another edition of The Hardline. Till then, you guys stay hard, keep jamming, and we'll see you. We'll be right back.
Madonna, the nookie girl of the past century, has adopted a one-year-old Malawian boy.
What's Malawian?
Something in Africa, I guess. I'm guessing. I'm guessing.
It's an island in the Pacific, Malawia. That's Hawaii.
Malawia. she adopted a one-year-old boy whose mother died a month after childbirth. The father claimed this today, saying he was happy his son was escaping poverty. You think?
He's not just escaping poverty. He's winning the lottery.
Is he the luckiest kid in the world? Outside of...
the fact that his mom's Madonna?
Of Khartoum or whatever that kid that Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt adopted.
Maddox,
not Khartoum. That's the dead horse in The Godfather.
How's she going to breastfeed with those cones?
That's part of a 1990s bit that she had. I believe in Vogue, Danny.
And she adopted. She didn't.
Yeah, she's not going to have to breastfeed.
Look at him. Turn around there.
Number one.
No, you're not. You're an idiot.
Well, it's good for him because he'll get to take baths with her.
It's his mother you're talking about.
It's his adopted mother.
So now you're condoning that type of relationship, it sounds like?
Well, no. I'm just saying that it's a
good thing. Daddy touched me there.
Now we know where that came from. I always wondered.
It would still wouldn't be wrong.
Eat your veal. Get in the tub.
I mean, if you...
All right, Grego, here we go. Just lay it out on the table. Go ahead. This is not wrong. I want to hear you justify that making love to your mother is okay.
Mark
that.
You should have quit while you were ahead. Boy, if there was ever a time for what else, that was it.
Look at him. Look at the sheer defeat.
Oh, God, he started red, too.
You want to take that back?
All right, how much will you give to not have that
$10,000. $2,000 to each of you right now.
You can't pay me enough.
Groups doesn't need the money.
I need the drop.
Yeah, remember, he shops at Everything's a Gram. And plus, he's a drop artist.
Oh, man.
What a great day.
It has been a good day.
And the America. Deal was, I just baited you into saying
no, you
that.
Did. Oh, shut up. You were getting ready to justify it, you pig.
No,
yeah, you were.
No.
Oh, yeah, like you
no.
thought I was going to say that.
No, I thought, there was, you, I thought pig. There was a chance.
No, you did not. You two knotheads.
What, me?
Yeah, you. You said he's lucky he gets to take baths with her. You scum.
Okay,
you
but,
sicko.
But I stopped there.
It's still sick.
You're the one that took it further. And I never went anywhere.
Yeah, you did. You said it's okay. You said it would still be okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was luring you into it.
Oh, shut up.
Motorboat for mommy.
The hard line. KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger, KKLF Richardson, KPLX HD2 Fort Worth, a Cumulus station.